Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of projectlifemastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin. Hey, what's up, Life Masters? This is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery, and welcome to my quarterly goals report, where every single quarter I give you guys a detailed update on exactly where I'm at with the goals that I set for myself at the beginning of the year. Now, if you've been a fan or follower of Project Life Mastery, then you guys know since 2012, I've been publicly sharing and declaring my goals here on my YouTube channel and on projectlifemastery.com. And I do this for a few different reasons. Number one is I believe in accountability. I believe that if you set a goal or you make a commitment, but no one else knows about it but you, then you can easily back out of that with very little consequence. The only real consequence you get from that is you can back out of your commitment and you feel the sense of disappointment in yourself that you didn't follow through. You didn't honor your commitment that you made to yourself. And so what I've found is by making it public, by sharing my goal, not just with myself, but to you guys, to my friends, my family, it creates another level of pressure, leverage that you get on yourself where it becomes a must, that there's more of a consequence, that if I don't follow through, if I don't do what I said, then I'm not only disappointing myself and lowering my self-esteem and confidence, but I'm also letting you guys down as well. And my goal and mission of this is I want to be a role model. I want to be an example. I want to be a leader for you guys to show you what is possible in your life, that when you set goals, when you make commitments to yourself and you follow through on it, you commit your life to mastery, it's incredible what you can actually accomplish. So since 2012, I've been doing these goals reports every single month, sharing my progress, being as transparent as I possibly can with you guys to share with you the ups and the downs along the journey towards success. And I've got a track record now on YouTube, on my blog, that you guys can go back through and see when I started this in 2012, back when I had hair, and back, I was doing a fitness competition at that time, and, you know, on my journey towards success, and it really reveals and demonstrates how this actually works, how it actually occurs to set and achieve goals. It's proof and evidence that what I'm sharing with you guys here through Project Life Mastery actually works. You know, I'm the living example of that. You can see the transformation when you go back through my videos and you can see what I've been able to accomplish by actually applying all of these principles, the self-development, the mindset that I've cultivated to getting to where I'm at today and where I'm going to be going in the future. Now, last year, at the beginning of this year, but last year I mentioned how I'm going to transition in 2019. Instead of doing monthly goals reports, I'm going to try doing quarterly goals reports. So this is my first one for 2019, where I give you guys an update on how I'm doing with my goals that I set at the beginning of the year. Now, there's going to be a blog post that goes more in depth into everything that I'm sharing with you guys here. You can find that at projectlifemastery.com, which is my website,
We'll have a link in the description as well of this video here on YouTube. You guys can go there, check it out. All my goals are listed, broken down, the update of it. So if you want to learn more about the goals that I'm referencing here on this video or this podcast you're listening to, then again, go to the blog, head on over there. You'll be able to find all the goals broken down in detail so you can dig more into them if you'd like. Okay, I like to kind of do this video more as an overview and share with you guys what's been happening. I'm going to share with you guys what's been going well, but also some of the challenges that I've faced as well along the way. And I'm also doing this to hopefully inspire you, to inspire you so that you see the benefits of setting goals, but also more importantly, checking in on your goals on a regular basis. You know, I can't believe already we're, you know, past the first quarter of 2019. That means there's three more quarters to go. And let me ask you a question. How are you doing with your goals thus far? The goals that you set, your New Year's resolutions, how are you doing? Have you been following through? Have you been consistent? Have you been taking massive action? Because not unless you check in with your goals, you can't really assess where you're at and what adjustments you need to make in terms of actually getting to where you want to go. Goal setting is not enough. You can't just set goals. Most people, they set goals and they forget about them, right? You got to have a process, whether that's every week, every month, or every quarter, right? Where you actually check in on your goals and you be honest with yourself about them, and that allows you to make the necessary adjustments to get to where you want to go. I'm not perfect by any means. You're going to learn this throughout this process. You know, I go ups and downs, and hopefully by being transparent with you guys, you can see that. You know, you can actually see that no one's perfect along this journey. But I want to inspire you to do the same, to do a process like this that you're watching and observing here with your life, because that's how you're going to get the real benefit from doing this. So I want to plant that seed for you guys. Now, let me dive into it for you. I've got my phone here. I like to always keep things on Evernote. Evernote is a great app for your phone, for your computer. I use it quite a bit for my note-taking and planning my life, my goals, things of that nature. So I've got here on my phone everything that's going to be in the blog post that I'll link to below for you guys. But I want to go through each one by one, give you guys an update, some of the goals that I have here that I've broken down to different areas of my life, because you guys know I believe in the Life Mastery Blueprint, that you got to have goals for your health, for your mindset, for your emotions, for your finances, your relationships, your business or career, your spiritual life. You got to pursue life mastery, right, if you want to have an extraordinary quality of life. I'm going to go through each one, but here's also one thing that I want to mention as well. One thing that I've always struggled with in the past is not really been setting and achieving goals. I've always kind of, you know, achieved about 90% of the goals that I set for myself, which is great. You know, I haven't hit that 100% point, and I'm okay with that because I think that there's always that room for improvement and growth that we should have. And we should always be stretching ourselves a bit to the point where, you know, not so much that you're not achieving anything, because that's not good for your self-esteem or confidence. It's not building those winning habits. But enough where, you know, you're kind of in that ratio, that threshold of 70 to 90%. I think that's a good threshold in terms of setting and achieving the goals that you set for yourself. But one of the things I've struggled with in the past is, especially as my life has grown and I've achieved more and I've built my business and things have become a lot more complex, to be honest, in my life, is I've really learned the importance of flexibility, adapting throughout the year. Whenever you're setting goals for the year, all you're really doing is speculating. You're guessing and you're projecting that this is my plan throughout the year. This is what I plan on achieving. Okay, these are the goals that I have. However, you can't be too rigid, I think, with that at times. And I think I want to add a caveat here. It really depends on the person. I would say that if you're caught up in the dabbler mentality where you don't stick to anything that you commit to, then you do have to be rigid. Then you do got to make sure that you're not jumping from one goal to the next and all over the place and not achieving anything, okay? There's something to be said to have rules and disciplines in your life to make sure you build those habits of actually following through on what you say, okay? That's very important. However, I know for myself, I don't have that issue. I set my goals. I'm incredibly focused. I embark and live the mastery mentality. So I don't really have that challenge as much that a lot of people have. I used to have those challenges, and I had to kind of go through that process of being very disciplined and hard on myself to make sure that I did follow through. However, I'm at a stage in my life now where I've realized having the flexibility is incredibly valuable for me because, for example, this year already, I've set these goals, but there's been other opportunities that have come up that, to be honest, are higher priorities or better opportunities than some of the goals that I set. And so while I still aim to follow through on the goals that I set for myself, I do have to have a level of flexibility. For example, opportunity came up for me to partner up with Tony Robbins and some of the top industry leaders in self-development, business, marketing. That is an opportunity that is life-changing for me and my personal life, but also my career. I can't say no to that. You know, so what that means is by saying yes to that, I had to assess that opportunity and then make adjustments to my original plan throughout the year because that opportunity, the benefits I can get from that outweigh a lot of the benefits from these other goals that I set. So that flexibility is valuable for me in my life, and that actually means that that I'm going to have to change some other goals. There might be another goal or two that I will not achieve now because of this better opportunity that's come up. So that's kind of an example of what I mean by having some flexibility in terms of the goal setting process. And I think that's also why it's valuable to check in on a regular basis so that you can make those adjustments. Okay, just like a sports team where they're in the middle of the game, they got to make in-game adjustments or throughout the entire year to adjust things so they can get to where they want to go. It's the same thing in your personal life or in your business. So I want to kind of put that out there, the importance of that. And some of the goals I'm going to share with you are going to kind of change throughout the year. Now, there's actually some new goals that I achieved for quarter one. I'm going to share with you guys those first, give you guys an update on this. One of them, these were goals that I did not have set at all this year, but were other priorities that I prioritized, I guess. One is I created and launched something called the Mastermind Cheat Sheet. Okay, now, if you guys haven't benefited from this yet, make sure that you do. If you go to projectlifemastery.com/mastermind-cheat-sheet, it'll take you through this page. Now, this is something I created for free for you guys, and it really emphasizes the importance of creating or being a part of a mastermind group. I really believe that who you spend time with is who you become, that you are the average of the five people that you most surround yourself with. It's the one common thing that all the most successful people throughout the history of the world have had in common. And I know a lot of people struggle with this because their friends, their family, their peers in their life, they're not aware of it, but oftentimes they're holding them back from really creating the life they want. Because if you surround yourself with people that are negative, that are putting you down, that are struggling financially, that are struggling physically, that don't have the right mindset, then you're going to be influenced by that whether you like it or not. Your environment, who you spend time with, is one of the most important things that's always influencing us. So I created this cheat sheet, and we spent a lot of time on it, this whole funnel for it, to give it away for free for you guys to benefit. So I hope you guys check that out, but that was one big goal that I achieved in quarter one, which I'm incredibly proud of. Another great one was we launched the Project Life Mastery Global Community on Facebook. So this is something that I'm really excited about. It was not a goal that I had this year. But after going to the Traffic and Conversion Summit, which I did a vlog on, this was the big online marketing event, and I brought in my team, and we're learning as much as we can. I was interviewing Ryan Dice, who's the founder of Digital Marketer and one of the top marketers in the world. And I asked him a question in that interview. I said, what should marketers focus on in 2019 and beyond? And he said, building a community. And he said, I think one of the best investments you can make for your business is bringing in a full-time community manager. So for me, when I get advice from someone and I'm learning things like this from some of the top marketers, I like to put that into action right away. And so that's what I did. I created this Facebook group, this community. I hired a full-time community manager. I got my whole team involved, being active, part of the community. I've been investing more of my time into the community. And I think that's just such an important thing because, you know, people want to feel like going back to the mastermind example of surrounding themselves with people that are like-minded. They're a part of a tribe, a community, of people that are on the same path as you. They have similar values, goals, they're like-minded, maybe even further ahead. And it's a place that we can all support and serve one another and network with one another. So I've been excited about this so far. It's been a great success. We've been starting to promote it more and more. I'll link to it again in the blog post. All the details are there for you. Or if you go to facebook.com and search for Project Life Mastery Global Community, you can find it there. But I'm incredibly excited about this group. Would love to have you guys join if you're in alignment with Project Life Mastery, and it's going to be great. So that was one goal as well that was achieved. Now, I'm going to have to be a little bit faster with some of these goals, and I want to go in depth as much as I can for them for you guys, but I do have a lot of goals, and I know that not everyone's going to watch this video to the end, if I ramble on a little bit too much. So I'm going to go through some of them a bit quicker, but I'm going to dive now into some of my health and fitness goals. So one goal I have here is I'll easily eat clean at least 6 days per week to create optimal health, energy, vitality, and physical fitness by December 31st. So I've been on track with this goal. In fact, I've been eating incredibly clean for quarter one. I haven't had any cheat meals, any junk food. I've actually been following more of a ketogenic diet, very low carb, good amount of vegetables, but a high amount of fat, a good amount of protein, but more a high amount of fat so that my body is primarily operating in a more of a moderate level of ketosis. And I've noticed incredible benefits from this. My energy has been through the roof. It's actually been in conjunction. It's a more of a modified keto approach because I've been working with a naturopath to really optimize my health. And we've been doing a lot of testing, and we actually found that some of the things that came up in the tests, because I'm always trying to optimize and improve my health, as you guys know, that's part of the mastery process, was I had systematic candida, okay, and also leaky gut syndrome, which actually, when you do the research, a lot of people have it and they're not even aware of it. So we did a lot of testing. I'll share some of the tests that we did in a bit. But I've been more on like a gut healing protocol. And so that's why the carbs are kind of low intake level, pretty much no sugar in my diet whatsoever, just vegetable carbs. But even certain vegetables or legumes or certain things that can actually irritate the gut, I've been cutting out. No dairy whatsoever, and I don't really have dairy in general, but it's been a fairly strict diet, and it was very challenging at the beginning, but I've got such great momentum now. I've been on this now for about 2.5 months and still got another month to go because it does take months, sometimes years, to really heal leaky gut, okay? And that can actually cause a lot of autoimmune issues that people have because if you're eating certain foods and the bacteria or toxins from that is leaking into your bloodstream, then that can cause skin issues. It can cause a whole wide range of symptoms that a lot of people aren't realizing is what is causing that based on their lifestyle and diet and antibiotics, things like that throughout the past, which I had a lot of when I was a kid. So I've been optimizing my health there, eating incredibly clean. My body's leaned out quite a bit too, feeling great. So I've been really happy that I've been on track there. Next is I'll easily detox for at least 7 days to support my body in optimal health for vitality. That's a goal that I achieved in quarter one. Now, I've been detoxing for a lot more than 7 days. It's been 2.5 months, longest detox I've ever been. In the past, the detoxes that I've done are like juice cleanses and raw food detoxes and whatnot. And they're more generalized ones, but I've been more transitioning my health to working with professionals, coaches, and actually getting all the testing done and then creating protocols custom tailored and specific for me and what my goals and needs are. So before I just do like a 7 day thing, 14 day detox, but now again, it's more custom tailored and there's a lot more of an investment involved in that because it is expensive to do all these tests and work with a coach and everything involved in that. But that is obviously the most ideal and optimal way to really optimize your health rather than just guessing and trying a bunch of different things versus really having the right protocol based on what's going on in your body and what it is that you want to clear up. So that's been going incredibly well. Some of the tests that I've done, I'll share with you guys, and I linked to this on the blog post, is I did a GI map, which is a DNA stool analysis. And actually, funny enough, that did not show any yeast overgrowth or candida. And it was these other tests, because sometimes people do that. I've done GI maps in the past, and that's where you actually get your stool tested, just so you guys know. You got to take a poop in a tray, and then you send it off to a lab, and they actually analyze your stool to see the bacteria that you have, the probiotics, all those things, and what's going on in your gut. But my candida and yeast levels were good from that. However, because we did deeper digging, we actually found that I had systemic candida, which does not show up in the stool. So that's kind of why it's been useful to get more than one test done, because in the past, I would have just done that one test and thought, okay, I'm good, versus doing more comprehensive testing. So I did the GI map. I did a comprehensive organic acid test. I did a para-wellness research comprehensive test. This is a more of a parasite test. A Dutch test, which is a dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. Dried urine test is a lot different. It's more comprehensive than just a blood test for hormones. And it's kind of good to cross-reference the different ones too. And then also the Genos DNA test. I've done 23andMe, but Genos provides more information than 23andMe does. So those are the five tests that I've done thus far. And actually, I did another one too. Maybe that was the end of 2018. But yeah, those are the tests that I've done thus far. And I'm planning on getting a few of them done on a regular basis so I can really see the benefit and track and measure my progress as I go. To know what's working, know what's not working. So I'm really a big fan of testing things. Next goal is I'll easily do yoga at least twice per month to improve my overall flexibility and physical recovery. I've been on track with this, but to be honest with you guys, I haven't been doing the yoga to the level or the extent that I really want to, my standard for it. For me, there's a level of benefit that I get when I'm actually in a class, a yoga class. I love hot yoga as well. I always feel amazing from that. But the yoga that I've been doing has been more my own practice or guided yoga, you know, through YouTube or different online video sessions. And it's been good. But again, I feel like I haven't gone deep enough with this at the level that I want. So even though I'm making progress on this goal, it's not for me at the level that I want it to be. So I need to recommit to this. I got to make it more important and go deeper with it, find the classes or find a really good yoga practice that I can really go deep with. Next is I'll easily get to at least 10% body fat and have my abs showing to celebrate and doing a fitness photo shoot. So I pretty much achieved this goal. I'm in around the 10% body fat range right now. I've been lower than 10% in the past because I've done fitness competitions and I really know my body, and usually around 10% is when you start to see the abs, and once you're in single digit body fat for men, that's when it really starts to pop. So I feel like I'm in that range. I don't have the most accurate way of testing right now. My favorite way and the most accurate is through a DEXA scan, which actually shows body fat levels higher than what most people like a body fat caliper will show. Or a scale or whatever, because it actually can measure your visceral fat as well. But overall, I'm pretty much where I want to be with this goal. I have lost a lot of weight and leaned out from being on this detox. I do like to try to preserve muscle mass as well. And because I'm also not having much carbohydrates at all, my body is actually kind of, there's more of a flatness that you get. The carbs really can increase the glycogen the stored in the muscles and everything and give you more of a pump. So, you know, my performance at the gym, honestly, hasn't been as good as when I actually have carbs. But overall, my performance in life has increased. But I've got a photo shoot booked in April, mid-April. So that's where I'll be doing a photo shoot to celebrate my progress there. Okay, financial goals. I'll easily save or invest at least $1.5 million by December 31st. So far with this, it's around $333,000 US dollars, which is a lot of money, but it's actually a lot less than I'd normally like to do. And the primary reason for that is quarter one of the year, usually you're getting prepared to pay taxes for 2018. And because I became a non-resident of Canada in 2018, there's actually something known as a departure tax or an exit tax. This is something that Canada has, the United States has it, if you want to be a non-resident or give up your citizenship of the U.S. I'm still a Canadian citizen, but we get taxed on our residency there. So what happens is there's a deemed disposition that occurs for all of your assets where you have to pay the tax on the capital gains. So for me, my businesses, I had to get a formal evaluation done for my companies in Canada and all my assets. And it's as if they've been sold and determining what the capital gain tax of that was, and then I then have to pay the tax. So the amount of money in tax I got to pay for 2018 is over $1 million, to give you guys an idea. It's not a small sum of money. And I obviously have that money available, but that limited how much I wanted to save and invest personally in stocks and things like that. So, you know, for me, paying off the tax is the number one priority. And then once the tax has been paid, then that's going to free me up then to save and invest my money into other investment vehicles. But overall, happy with that progress thus far. I've been investing more into stocks, saving, preparing financially for a potential recession, which there's been kind of a looming fear around in the U.S. economy, U.S. stock market right now. And I've been buying some stocks more in the drops as well. And I did a great training inside my Life Master Accelerator that really went into my investing strategy. So if you want to learn about investing in stocks, that training inside the Life Master Accelerator, you guys will love that. Okay, next goal is more my mission and business goals. I'll easily participate in sharing the amazing selling machine and my ASM Accelerator bonuses to help support people in building their own Amazon business. Excuse me. So I've been consistent and on track for this goal throughout quarter one. Amazing Selling Machine, if you don't know, is an Amazon training program. It's the best out there. It's what got me and Tatiana and many of my friends and colleagues started on selling on Amazon physical products. Amazing program. I'm incredibly passionate about them and working with them more and more. And so they have different availability for this course. They do different webinar trainings for it as well. So I've been consistent in sharing and promoting that throughout the year so far. And that's been going great. So it's for those that want to get started selling on Amazon. They're looking for the way to start. I've got some incredible bonuses that can support you with that. And details of that are in the blog post that you guys can go through. Next is I'll easily host at least 2 online business mastery mastermind events to help coach people to build their business. So I've got 2 scheduled, one in July, one in December of 2019. And those are almost sold out. If you guys want to learn more about those, go to projectlifemastery.com/mastermind. It's not for everyone. It's a fairly expensive event, but it's for those that are committed, that want to work with me and be a part of a mastermind group to actually grow and build their online business. Okay, I'll easily redesign stephanjames.com. We made some improvements to it, but we haven't really officially started this goal yet. I need more time to focus on this. So that's on track. I am proud of the improvements that we did make to it, though. I'll easily create and launch K-Money Mastery 3.0 to help publishers make money online. So I've been working a lot on this in quarter one. We just launched a new book called The 67 Morning Ritual Habits. I'm doing a lot of testing on Amazon right now. And for me, when it comes to creating a course, just so you guys know, I don't like to rush it, okay? I don't like just to put something together and put it out there. If you guys have been through any of my trainings, you guys know how detailed it is, how comprehensive that it is. And I really have to make sure that what I'm sharing and teaching, it actually works. It works for me, it works for others. I've tested it, I've done a lot of experimentation so that you guys can get the biggest benefit from it. So I don't want to rush this process, but it has been coming together incredibly fast. There's still more pieces of it that we're putting together right now before we make it available. So I don't have like an exact date of when it's going to be out, but it is in process right now. I'm incredibly excited for it. If you guys are already a member of K-Money Mastery, the principles and the strategies that are inside the program, they still work, but Amazon looks different than, you know, they've kind of have some new features, a few additional things that are not currently inside that program. And just the interface, the look, the feel of Amazon, that's always changing too. But for the most part, the strategy of how to publish, how to find a book that you can publish, the niche, the keywords, the cover, creating the content for it, publishing it, all of those things are still the same. They're still inside K-Money Mastery. So there's gonna be a few different additional updates with this new course. If you're already a member of K-Money Mastery, then you're gonna get this new course for free, which I'm likely gonna charge more money for. So that's a benefit you guys get for already being a member. If you are a member, is you're gonna get access to this before anyone else, and you're gonna get it without having to pay more money, which new members are gonna have to pay. Okay, next goal is I'll easily improve affiliate marketing mastery to help members get better results. I have been making some improvements on this in quarter one. more so on the community level. So we brought in more of a full-time community manager, which we're still training right now. It hasn't really been fully integrated yet into it, but we're still training that person, getting them caught up to speed on the business. But we've been a lot more active in building our community, which is something I really want to invest more into, as I mentioned. Okay, next is I'll easily create and launch a new Amazon product. That one has not been started yet. Some of these goals I haven't started yet because I can only focus on so much at a time. So I like to try to schedule some, complete a few, and then move on to the next goal. So this one has not been started. I'll easily publish at least 2 new books on Amazon. One has been published in quarter one. It's my 67 Morning Ritual Habits book. It's on Amazon as a Kindle and paperback version, hopefully on Audible pretty soon as well. So check out the book, guys. It's the most comprehensive research that's ever been done on morning rituals and providing the different options. There's like a menu of rituals that you can add to your morning. And there's been a lot of research gone into preparing this list for you guys, a lot of them that I do in my life, but it will save you time and help you to optimize your ritual. And the book is so inexpensive. I made it almost free for you guys to benefit from it. So make sure that you guys get it. Check it out on Amazon. Okay, I'll easily improve morning ritual mastery. Have not started that one yet either. I'll easily hire a new social media marketer to help me grow my social media. That was achieved. We actually originally brought in someone more on a graphics side of things that could do graphics and social media, but the workload was too much for them. So we hired another person. We got one person doing graphics, the other person that's the social media person, and we're still getting that person trained up. I'll easily hire an assistant to help support my lifestyle. That's been achieved as well. I actually brought in my part-time assistant who's now working with me full-time. Her name's Darina. She's a rock star. Makes my life so much easier. Been working in my business now. So many of you have probably already communicated with her in some cases because she is my gatekeeper too. She helps to manage a lot of my life and the messages and all the craziness that comes in. But that's been a big win for me so far in quarter one. I'll easily hire an operations project manager that has not been started yet. I'll easily publish at least 150 videos on the Project Life Mastery YouTube channel. 42 videos have been published so far in quarter one, so we're more than on track for this goal. They're also on the podcast too. So hopefully you guys benefit from my content. Hopefully you guys are consuming it. Hopefully you guys are going deep with it and actually applying what you're learning. And of course, make sure you're subscribed to the channel. You turn on notifications. There's a bell icon below. Turn that on so you get notified of all this video and content that I'm putting out for you guys. But I've also been really focusing more on the quality of content, the editing. Really been working with my video editor to improve the quality, the engagement of the videos. So if you watch the interview I did with Tatiana, that one's done really well, and we've really put a lot into editing that video together. Or if you watch my one on the number one success secret of Tony Robbins, Oprah, Richard Branson, around the mastermind cheat sheet, there's a lot of editing that was involved in that video. So it's more of an investment. These videos, you know, in some cases can cost thousands of dollars to produce, but I believe by putting out quality content and improving it and making it better, you guys benefit more from it. It's gonna build my brand. It's gonna build more of a raving fan community and audience, and it'll you know, make itself back on the back end. So I've been investing a lot more into the quality of content so that we can build Project Life Mastery to be a better resource for everybody that's here. Okay, what's the next one? I'll easily publish at least 200 articles on the Project Life Mastery website, the blog. 45 were published. That's 5 less than what the benchmark is for the quarter. But overall, still on track here. I'm, again, proud of the quality of content we're producing on the blog, and hopefully you guys are benefiting from that as well. I'll easily host at least 12 Life Mastery Accelerator monthly mentoring sessions. I've done 3 thus far in 2019. The 3 topics that I did the trainings on were the 4 archetypes of self-mastery, the king, warrior, magician, lover. One of my favorite subjects about archetypes of Carl Jung, Jungian psychology, incredibly beneficial for your life. Another one was called Finding Your Why, Unlocking Your Driving Force. Another one was how to invest your way to wealth and financial freedom. That was the investing one that I talked about. All of these are inside the Life Mastery Accelerator at lifemasteryaccelerator.com. And they're my deepest trainings that I put out there. Way more in depth than what I put out on YouTube. Way higher quality. And it's more for those that are really committed to mastering every area of their life. So check out that program if you want to go deeper with my work. Next goal was I'll easily host at least 12 online business mastery accelerator monthly mentoring sessions. I'm on track with that one as well. The three that I published was the 10 stages of a business life cycle. Incredibly valuable for anybody who has a business is understanding which life cycle your business is in. Another one was called Mastering the Process, how to love the online business journey. A lot of people are trying to build a business, but they don't have that passion for it. And I teach you how to create that passion and unleash it in that training. And then also my affiliate marketing interview strategy, how to make money interviewing experts. I've been doing a lot of interviews, and was one of the reasons why I was at the Traffic and Conversion Summit, is doing a lot of interviews. And I tie in a strategy I go through in this training, my entire strategy for that, how I find the person, interview them, how do I create the content, how I make money from the interviews. Everything is there inside the Online Business Mastery Accelerator. Excuse me. So that training, if you want to learn more, is at onlinebusinessmasteryaccelerator.com. And again, all these links that I'm throwing out there for you guys, I know there's a lot, but they're all inside the blog post that's linked in the description. Next goal is I'll easily attend the Traffic and Conversion Summit with my team in San Diego. We did a team retreat. That goal was achieved. Amazing. Brought in my team. We're all learning so many new strategies for our business. And I did a lot of networking, a lot of interviews, a lot of content there. And I did a vlog that's on the channel for you guys to check out as well. I'll easily attend SellerCon in Las Vegas. That's been scheduled for June. However, I'm scheduled for it, but I have not attended that event yet. And by the way, if you are going to be at that event, SellerCon, I'm going to be hosting a meet and greet, which is a private kind of meetup for my Project Life Mastery community. So if you're interested in that, just contact my support team at support@projectlifemastery.com. Okay, let's move on to some more goals. Told you guys I got a lot. Mind, emotion, self-development goals. I'll easily read at least 12 books to continue to learn and develop myself in all areas of life. I've read 3 books so far, so I'm on track here for quarter one. Books that I've read is called Just Breathe, Mastering Breathwork. Great book if you really want to master breathwork and the incredible benefits from that. So many amazing breathing techniques. I've been a huge fan of mastering my breath. So great book that's on that. Another book was called 50 Self-Help Classics. Great book that goes into the 50 of the best self-help books out there, kind of a summary of each one. Another one is called Recovery, Freedom from Our Addictions by Russell Brand. Great book. Most of you guys know Russell Brand, the celebrity, the comedian, the movie star. Really fascinating book of him sharing his journey with addiction. But addictions from social media, thinking, gossiping. There's so many addictions we have that's beyond just, alcohol or drugs or things of that nature. So really great book. I've been enjoying it a lot. Next goal was I'll easily complete the Gym Quick Recall training. I've been through a few modules thus far and been practicing it, but haven't completed it yet, so that one's still on track. I'll easily complete the Untethered Soul course. I've not started that goal yet either. I'll easily do a morning ritual at least 6 days per week to be at my very best. I've been on track with that as well. I've been consistent with my ritual. And again, check out my book, 67 Morning Ritual Habits, on Amazon. I'll easily complete a bio-cybernaut training in Sedona, Arizona. I haven't scheduled that one yet. I got to try to find room in my calendar because this year's already been changing a little bit in terms of my travel schedule. I had to delay some travel, and I've now got an opportunity to go to Africa to build a school that I've been involved with. So might be going to Africa too. So it kind of changes up my schedule and trying to squeeze some of these things in. I'll easily do an ayahuasca ceremony in Costa Rica. That's almost scheduled and confirmed. Been in communication with 2 different healing centers in Costa Rica, so we're confirming the date for that right now. I'll easily hire a new life coach to help me grow and develop my life and myself. I'm a big believer in coaching, as you guys know, since I was 18 years old, always investing in coaches and mentors. I actually have three coaches I'm working with now. One is a life coach, one is the naturopath health coach, and then also a tantra coach that Tatiana and I started working with again, who's been helping us really cultivate these tantra principles to our relationship. Next is I'll easily complete a 30-day meditation challenge. I have not started that goal yet. I will easily attend the Life and Wealth Mastery event in Spain. That one is still kind of getting scheduled right now too. So a few goals that I got to update you guys with as we go for next quarter. Okay, relationship and social goals. I'll easily do at least 12 sessions with my tantra coach to continue creating more intimacy, love, and passion, and powerful multi-orgasmic experiences. We've done one session so far in quarter one. We're a little bit late to rehiring this coach and getting back into it, but we're doing sessions with her every 2 weeks, so we're gonna be on track to achieve this goal. I'll easily do my relationship ritual with Tatiana at least once per month to continuously ensure we're meeting each other's needs and creating a passionate love affair that is legendary. Been on track with that too. We both teach the relationship ritual inside the Life Mastery Accelerator program. So for you that are couples out there that want to learn how we do it, it's there for you guys inside that training. I will easily plan a romantic, fun, or adventurous date with Tatiana at least twice per month. So this is something we like to try to do, where I plan a date 1 week, Tatiana plans another date the next week, I plan the next week, and we each kind of do it twice per month. This is something we've been behind with. We've actually been very much in a work mode, like a super passionate, excited mode right now. That actually has been, like, I've been in an insane level where I've been waking up like 5 a.m, work until evening time, because I'm so excited about these new opportunities that have come up in my business to partner with Tony Robbins. And I delayed some travel that we had in April as well so that I could really commit myself to this. And so, you know, we always try to make sure we have a great relationship and continue these rituals, but it has been, you know, we haven't been living up to this one as much. We haven't been putting as much creativity in planning romantic experiences as much. And that's just me being honest with you guys. And so that's something we do need to get back on track with. But also, you know, we both kind of learned, we tend to go through different phases, like more phases where we're really focused on our mission and work. And then times when we're more in like the travel mode. And the travel mode is like no work, fun, romance, and it's more of that dynamic. And so we kind of have a bit of that throughout our lives. And then also going to like the Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego for a week and focus then and doing the team retreat. There's times like that where we do get off track. And so it's just trying to get back on track with things in our relationship just to make sure that we still have that standard, that we're not getting lazy. You know, you don't get too familiar with your partner and you're still doing those things you did at the beginning of the relationship where you're planning things, you're being spontaneous, adventurous, you know, you're surprising them. All those little things and big things, they add up and they create a legendary love affair. So that's something that we need to make sure we still have that high standard for and don't get too carried away with things with work and business, because times where, yeah, it's going to consume you, but you still got to make sure you're maintaining that too. Okay, next is, my phone keeps going in the, you know, off and on, but lost track where I was. Okay, next goal was, I'll easily socialize at least once per week with friends or strangers in person, Skype, or over the phone. I've been fairly on track with this. And the challenging part for me is that, you know, in Panama, I don't have very many friends. And I'm always traveling a lot too. So most of my friends, I'm communicating with them over Skype. We get on a Skype call, we catch up. And that's been great. But it is still a struggle. Not like when we're in Los Angeles or places like that, it's a lot easier. We have friends and social circles there. But when you're in the travel mode sometimes, and especially for me, my tendency is I'm more of an introvert. So I enjoy being alone. I enjoy recharging myself. And I sometimes get really consumed in my work and my mission where I'm so excited. I just kind of cut myself off from the world because I'm in that crazy focus mode to really achieve something, achieve my goal or my outcome. So overall, though, I feel like I'm on track here. I'll easily take off Saturday and Sunday from work, except during events, to allow myself to rest, recover, and have fun and create balance in my life. This is something I'm also behind on. I had it was going well, I'd say, for the first half, like January, I'd say, and maybe part of February, but the last month of March, I've been at another level, as I said for you guys, in terms of my standards, my productivity, and I've been happy with it, to be honest with you guys. Again, I think I've learned from myself is that there's times where I have this incredible passion and enthusiasm, excitement towards a goal, and I want to leverage that as much as I can. I want to ride that as far as I can, because I do know there's times, you know, I've always been motivated throughout the year, but there's times where I'm more motivated than other times. And I like to take advantage of that passion to really achieve something amazing. And so right now I'm working more and harder, but it doesn't feel like work. It's like I'm waking up at 5 a.m. because like I'm excited to start the day and to focus on this, what I'm focusing on, and taking advantage of that. And then I know that I have the times booked in May and other times throughout the year where I'm going to be less productive because I'm traveling. You know, I can't be as productive as I am when I'm traveling usually, and there's more enjoyment. It's more time off for my business. So again, there's different phases for me based on the projects. And for me, it's just been learning that more. And rather than like every weekend I got to take off, well, no, that's not that realistic for me at all cases, because there's times, again, I'll take more time off when I'm traveling, and then there's when I'm really focused on a goal, I don't need to take as much time off because I can achieve that goal that much better or faster. So that's kind of my thinking around that right now. Okay, a few more goals for you guys. Travel fun and lifestyle goals. I'll travel to South America for at least 3 weeks. That's been planned in May. We had to delay that trip. It might not be 3 weeks now, but it should at least be 2 weeks. Planning on going to Brazil and maybe Argentina. I'll easily travel to Costa Rica. That is part of the ayahuasca trip. It was originally supposed to be for 4 days, but it looks like it might be a 7-day trip. And we're still confirming that. I'll easily travel to Europe for at least 2 weeks. That is still kind of getting confirmed in August right now. I'll easily take off 7 days of work in December. That's yet to come. Spiritual and contribution goals. I'll easily fund at least 3 new schools to be built with we.org. And I haven't made any progress on this thus far. I usually wait till later in the year to do this. But one awesome opportunity came up with them is they invited me to go to Kenya to actually go and build a school that I've funded. I've been funding now 12 different schools that I've funded, which has been amazing, and built in Kenya and India and Ethiopia. And you know, I went to Ethiopia 2 years ago for a school inauguration that we built. But I'm incredibly excited for that, and I'm actually trying to confirm a videographer that will film more of the experience to share it with you guys too. So that is something that's still yet to confirm, but we're in the process of it. I will easily fundraise or donate at least $10,000 to build 3 new houses for families with World Housing. $600 and something was donated so far to my campaign that I have in Q1, and I match all the donations. So there was $640 donated, and then I donate $640 to match that. So the total amount is $1,280. So on track with this goal, which I'm happy about. And if you guys want to support in any way, the link again is in the blog post here for you guys. And I'll easily loan at least $5,000 through Kiva.org to support those suffering from poverty. On track with that, I loaned $2,185 in microloans for Q1. Supporting refugees, conflict zones, water sanitization, a lot of variety of different things you guys can learn about on the blog. I'll easily listen to 4 audiobooks of the Word of Promise, which is the Old Testament and New Testament of the Bible. And this is something that I've been behind on. I have not been listening to in Q1, and I need to reprioritize myself for Q2. Next is I'll easily connect with God every day through prayer, gratitude, or conversation. And for me, I've been on track with that. For me, this one's actually fairly easy because I look forward to it. Like, it's actually fun for me, my ritual, giving gratitude for God, for my creator, thanking God, feeling blessed, having a conversation. I tend to talk out loud a lot and talk to God, and, you know, Tatiana sometimes overhears me and whatnot, but it's very rewarding for me to connect, have that sense of connection with your creator. So I've been on track with that, which has been great. And that is that. All right, guys, so those are my goals. That's an update for you guys. Overall, big consensus for me so far in 2019 is I've been feeling awesome. My happiness, I feel incredibly happy. I feel incredibly excited about my life. My body, I feel with my health, my energy, my physical body is the best it's ever been. In the past, I've been more in shape, I'd say, during a fitness competition, but not with the same level of energy and health. Because in the past, I was tracking all my macros, my protein, fat, and carbs, and following a certain caloric range. I'm not doing that at all. It's just been more ketogenic, detoxing, and so I feel great, and my body's been looking great as well. So happy about those areas of my life, excited about my business opportunities right now that I'm super focused on, leveraging this passion that I have, this opportunity with Tony Robbins. You guys will learn more about this soon in April. So excited to share it with you guys because you guys will benefit from it in a huge way. We're really making a huge impact to the education industry. So keep your eyes out for that. Be subscribed to my channel, to my community, to my social media, and you'll hear more about it from me there as well as on my email list and everything. We'll be promoting it and sharing it for you guys in April. But I've just been feeling great overall. The areas that I could improve is just going a little bit out of balance with my relationship, going a little bit out of balance, I feel, with my social life too. But like I said, I'm okay with that right now. Sometimes you got to go off of balance, right? And you got to focus and go all in more in certain areas. And that's okay as long as you still maintain and not fully neglect that area. And as long as you return back to that balance, you return back to that center. So there's more times where you're going to focus more on your business or on your health or your relationship or fun and enjoyment, and you might neglect another area of your life. And that's okay, again, as long as you go back to the balance and you have that standard. So great start of the year. Hope you guys have been doing amazing as well. If you guys need help with your goals, then here's some advice that I give for you guys, ways that I can help and support you, because I know some of you might be watching this right now and might be getting a little bit down on yourself. You know, those goals, those resolutions you set, maybe you're not following through. Maybe you got off track. Maybe you got distracted. Listen, that's okay. Let's get you back on track today, okay? Revisit your goals. Revisit the goals you set. Spend a day on the weekend or whatever it is and go back through those goals and update them. Do a check-in on those goals and then decide for quarter two what you're going to focus on and what adjustments you're going to make so that you can get back on track. Okay, that'd be the first thing I'd say. Second thing is if you want the coaching from me on a monthly basis for me to coach and inspire you and motivate you and to have a sense of accountability, then join the Life Mastery Accelerator Program. This is what this program's about. We've got an amazing community there as well on Facebook where everyone is supporting each other with their goals. And you're getting, you know, the strategies from me that are a lot more in depth than what I share on YouTube in terms of each area of your life, how to master and improve it. So lifemasteryaccelerator.com can help you with that. Otherwise, my YouTube channel, my free content, I put out a lot for free. Be subscribed to the channel. Click the bell icon to turn on notifications. And you can get more from me as well on my podcast, on my blog, on my Instagram, my Facebook, all the different resources I've shared with you guys. Commit to going deep. And you can get more benefit from doing it that way. So thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I want to wish you guys the best of luck for quarter two. Let's keep the momentum strong, guys. Let's stay committed to mastery and not get caught up on dabbling in our lives. Stay on track, grow, improve, master, and enjoy the process, okay? Keep your eyes focused on the horizon. You'll be there soon enough, guys. So always believe, commit to mastery, and I'll talk to you again soon. God bless. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.